I do. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Because this would be the second time or third time you've been like that. You know?
He said he doesn't.
He's bored. So with Melissa, he was bored. Then it was Letitia. Bored again. And then with Jessica, it's the boredom is starting to...
So that's his addiction. He gets bored and...
He had to...
I think I have that addiction. If you... Yeah. If... For me, I'm trying to relate to him. Mm-hmm. If I'm not being mentally stimulated...
Yeah.
Like, it's... You're... I know you're mentally stimulating me in the beginning because you're trying to get me, right? But then once you get me and you stop...
Ah!
I get bored.
Yeah, you go bored.
So... Yeah. I'm probably gonna leave.
Yeah,
and I told them that up front, you know. Yeah. You know, but they do it anyway. So I guess that's how I relate to what you're telling me about your brother. But I don't know if that's what it is for him.
No, he's bored. He's bored. He's very. He's an Aries. I mean, you know, he's like five.
Yeah, but what would make him not be bored? What was happening before that's not happening now?
Melissa, Letitia, just it's the same thing. He's. Once again, he's built himself, but he never says that they help. But Melissa really built him up. And she just built him up. And Jessica, she's really given up a lot of her.
So maybe he's not being challenged in his personal life. She can't build him up anymore because he's not being challenged himself.
He's not. To me, it's a self thing. I told him, I was like... Yeah, you want to go to therapy for marriage. I mean, great. No, you do that.
Yeah.
However, always look for you because really there's an internal compass that we just all have. And it is. Bored is just a symptom of this, whatever it is you're looking for within yourself. Maybe, you know, so you got to think some ways. And I think that's what it is. His restaurant is doing well. He's in, you know, they got all these awards. They in all these things. It's extra, right?
Yeah.
And then, so now he needs to create another challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, you know, but see, I do this naturally. Like I said, I take
right.
it, but he doesn't have that thing because he likes to be on the top. That's another thing. My brother.
Maybe he's on the top. He's reached the peak.
Oh, shit, did I turn that on? I was like, what the hell? I'll just leave that on.
I think you were trying to create some noise for him.
Oh, okay.
I don't know. I'm assuming that's what you were doing.
Yeah, I didn't know that. I just did that like I didn't even like I unconsciously did, but that's what I'm trying to do, right?
Yeah.
Cause I need him to be, you know. Okay. But anyway, yeah. So go ahead, say that again.
You were talking.
Oh, I was talking. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that's what I think is that he's achieved, you know, these levels, right?
Yeah.
And then he's on the top of his game. And it's kind of like, well, dang, I want something new. But I don't, he does not like not being alone.
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm. Maybe, well, so what avenue has he not tapped into that he needs to?
It's his health. My brother's sick. My mother told me. Now, you know, she be talking about that.
So will he hear that from you?
No.
Okay.
So I'm not even going to go there.
Is there someone in his life that he would hear that from?
You know, my brother really don't listen to nobody. I mean, from my perspective.
Does he have a best friend?
His best friend's name is Dustin.
Is Dustin doing well?
Oh, yeah, he's doing very well. He's in that technology, internet kind of thing. He's the one who sold, if you heard of Yahoo Getting Big, Mark Cuban, he used to own Yahoo.
Oh.
He sold his company to Mark Cuban. That's what made him a millionaire.
Oh.
Like, this is really huge out of Austin. He's an awesome kid. Hold on one second. Hey, Grace. He did? All right. All right. Okay. All right. Okay, 2:05. He's coming home today. Oh, this is a surprise. Okay, well, I didn't hear him say that, but he was coming home. But he might surprise us, so because we are buying him a truck, so he might be just coming home early. I don't know. It's all good. He might be trying to, which is cool because he's doing something different. So, okay. Well, good. Yes, she's right here. You want to talk to her? Hold on. I'm going to put you on speaker. Okay. Okay.
Hey, Grace.
Hi, Natalie.
How you doing, girl? I said, how you doing?
Oh, I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm well.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right. That's right.
Are you?
I just want to ask, how you doing? I have to get back to gym.
Okay, hon.
All right, bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. She's so cute.
Oh, she's really cute. I'm so excited. So, yeah, that's okay, I forgot where we were going with that. Hey, Lori might be home. That might be good. See, he used to surprise me on some Fridays or Saturday, early Saturday. He has stopped. So, let's see.
So, we were talking about his best friend. So, is his best friend doing well in health?
He's doing very, oh, God. I see him, he's gotten bigger. Like, he's over. You can stand to do something.
Okay, so there has to be somebody that's doing well in health that has gone through a transformation. Let me put that in
his
there.
His friend Larry. You remember Larry?
I do remember Larry.
Yeah, Larry. Uh-oh. So Larry does that. Now, I don't know if Larry, because Larry will get, he'll get on himself and he'll self-correct.
So then someone like Larry or Larry should have a conversation with him. And I don't know if you have a relationship with Larry, but if you do, maybe you can put that bug in his ear.
I could, but I don't have that kind of.
Oh, okay, well.
Martin kind of did. He was mad.
Don't rock the boat, girl.
Me and Larry, don't we get along? We're both Tauruses. We be working.
If there's
actually, a female. I have mutual respect for Larry, but except when he left his wife, but I could understand why.
Is there a female that could tie you?
Oh, that one?
Oh, yeah. So there you could talk to Jessica to have her put a bug in his ear.
Yeah, I could talk.
You totally do that.
So yeah, she's pretty good. Me and her had a good talk. Did I say that?
I think so.
Yeah, we had a good conversation, and you know, her thing is she went, right in here, but tell me if you notice the difference when you'll notice because you'll notice it. So within the next month or two, let me know.
Okay.
You know, and then. And if you notice, okay, it's great, then we'll do it again in another 3 months.
Okay.
Because your oil, really, is actually the most a person needs now. That oil, oh my God.
That's all I put on
it. Man, that oil.
See?
That oil right here.
Look how much you say it.
Yeah, that oil, Yeah, that's because I do that.
No, I don't mean you. I mean, anybody's going to say that.
Yeah, oh, man. Oh, man, we should give up. My Uncle Joe, I swear, we started using this stuff. I'm not going to get no, I gave some to my uncle. No, my Uncle Philip bought a bottle from him. Remember? Yeah. $20? Oh, I got to see how because he was, when he's going through it, he has a gambling addiction that he never tells anybody about. But I know that's what it is. But he kind of goes into his cave when. Yeah,
he's into it. Well, I do with our addictions.
Yeah, so. I love it. Like, T-Mobile was a scam likely. That's their new thing. All right, so, hey, you want to put, let's see what, we can just put on the TV and then we start talking. Oh, wait, we didn't work with my brothers. You said Jessica, right?
Yeah. So I'm trying to make sure it's a level playing field and there's no, I don't want any issues between you and your husband. I never want that. So, you know, I think about that full circle type stuff. So, yeah. Next time you have a conversation with Jessica.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Okay.
Just casually bring up, you know, when my brother gets like this, it usually means this or however you talk to her. And say he's got a friend name, and it might just take him hearing it from to get him to get in gear with that.
Yeah.
So now I don't know what her dynamic is with her husband, so I don't know if she would be able to get away with that, but. I can only go by my experiences, and when I used to try to do that for my ex-husband, oh, he'd be furious.
Oh, really?
Because he didn't want to be helped. He wasn't ready to be the best version of himself. So, I get why he would get angry.
By the way, is he different now, or is he still the same?
Child, I don't know. Don't have a clue. Wish him well.
See you later. Bon boy. I get it. But wow, this is really nice. Now this, along with that, oh, wow, you can tell. This is just amazing. I say that and I have the experience with my hair, but it's different than with someone else's hair now. Like, I'm just kind of...
Yeah, and people are different. It's going to have a different reaction.
What is so amazing to me is that your hair is so spirally. It's not really like, you know, my hair is like kinky, like,
yeah,
you know, like afro, puff. But your hair,
yeah, like, it wasn't waves. Jesus, girl.
Yeah.
Got that wool going on. No, I don't know.
I do. I have the wool going on. That's it. You know, but your hair is like spirally, and that's really neat. It's yeah. I suppose you don't think like that because we just deal with it every day or whatever. But wow. Yeah. Okay, but anyway, so yeah, I'll have that conversation with Jessica when I get
the chance to. If that's, you know, an avenue that you guys can travel on, then I would do that.
Yeah. Yeah, because I think he really...
See what happens, just plant the seed, girl.
Yeah, I don't want him to, you know, he can... My brother really can find himself way over in left field when he gets bored. Way in left field. Like, oh my God, it should be, you know, like that.
I get like that. So, you know, I have Brazilian Bay, right? And it's great that he's where he is and I'm where I'm at because I'm somebody that needs that space. Mm-hmm. And I know that. But there are moments where I'm just like, dang, I wish he was here. Mm-hmm. I sure don't want to do this laundry, you know, or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I get bored, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. And so what happens? I bring out memories.
Oh yeah.
Oh man, I can just give me some quarters, man. I can go here. I can do this. I can do that. I can open up this app. Right?
Yeah.
Knowing, you know, that I don't even want that.
No,
I don't even want that energy. I don't want it.
Yeah.
Oh, God. But the desire, I guess that's the right word.
Yeah,
it's still there.
Yeah.
You know, but I have to acknowledge that it's there, and I know what I do with it, and I've learned when I'm in a relationship, that's how I sabotage it. Mm-hmm. Is when those moments where I'm bored, instead of going to my partner, hey, this is going on with me. Help me through this. Yeah. No, I reach out to other devices that will get me out of this situation.
Yeah, quick. Yeah. I'm happy. I'm happy too.
And it's like, for what? Because you bored?
Girl. Oh, golly.
I'm going to start talking.
Yeah.
I mean, I talk now, but I'm just saying.
I
learned that.
That's so crazy. Like, I'm not bored because Amari is so dramatic. It's enough. And Zara's enough. You know, it's like I have so much, like, going on that I'm, like, working through it. And then in those moments of peace, I'm like that.
Yeah, it's not necessarily bored as in you have nothing to do. It might just be bored with this is what I'm doing. I want to do something else.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes.
Yeah, well, I'm telling you, I realized I had no problem. Now, before Amari, I don't know if you remember my guy friend Reginald.
I don't.
Well, he's the one that got me really into metaphysics, and he is boring. I mean, we would, oh my God, on a Saturday morning, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'd be working on my medical billing at one side of the room with my computer. And he'd be working on his stuff on the other side.
And then one day he said, I said, Angela, I'm really bored. So that's what I said. He said, well, you know, being with someone can look many ways. You know, and this is just one way it looks like I'm not bored. I know that you're here and, you know, I could come over there and, you know, be with you. And then I can come back over here and get to work done or whatever, you know, like yeah. that. Like, but like his version of boredom, I mean, his version of being together, even though I thought it was bored, right? That was his version of like, wow, there's like this peace and calmness in, mm-hmm. with my partner, and there's this connection in the same room, which I did not consider.
Yeah.
Connection. However, now I consider that consent. This is crazy. Like, now I'm actually back.
It kind of ties into the love languages.
I don't know why. Huh?
I kind of think that ties into the love languages.
Yeah, maybe it's the love language. Like, I would never, like, now I totally completely understand him. At that time, 10 years ago, oh my God. Man, what are you talking about? I could be doing this at home. I'm over your house. What? You know what I'm saying?
See, that's where I am.
Yeah.
I'm like, no, son.
Yeah.
We need to be doing something.
We need to do something. Something more interactive. Like, I wanted to be more interactive. I mean, it could be, you know, making love. It could be making a pizza. But really, me on the other side, one room and you on the other, and we're, like, working on work. I could be doing this by myself somewhere. When I'm with you, I want to do something with you. Like, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't see the world. He didn't see it that way. Which now, I can see it that way. You know? And I have a choice. I can this, that, or whatever. You know? But I can understand that. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's his version of still being connected and, you know, getting stuff done and making stuff happen. So it's not bored to him. He's doing something. Yeah,
I get bored with the quickness. Huh? I get bored with the quickness. I know I do though, and that's why I put that disclaimer out in the beginning. Look,
I get bored.
If you're boring, just go on and say it up front.
Oh, man, you need to put on the video. The anchor. You got that? I'm running around like, and I didn't even notice. See how I'm all into your hair? That's what happens when I'm all into your hair. I don't notice anything. Okay. All right. So yeah. So that's the way. Yeah. Yeah. So you get bored. Yeah. Yeah. With the. Yeah. I get it. But that's the way I used to be. But you know what? I'm trying to think what happened to make me kind of alter that and see it all, like all of it, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's when. I'm trying to think why I could see the him and. All of it. Okay, I can say it's after I got married. I got married, and then I think that I have a lot to do now.
Mm-hmm.
I have a lot to do. I have a lot to do. That's what it is. I have a lot to do now. Like, it's like a whole lot. Kids, him, accounts, you know, management of businesses, you know, blah, blah, blah. So.
Yeah, no time to be bored.
So now I don't have, yeah. I have enough, like you were saying, even with Zaria, make her life so busy where she's like, huh, I can't keep up. Yeah. And that's what it is. My life is like so busy. I can't keep up. And so I treasure moments, you know, that is quiet. Or even moments where Amari is working on something and I'm working on something in the room. I'm actually not bothered by that anymore. I don't need specific like that anymore. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I can see both sides. I see both sides, but yeah. And sometimes you just want to be stimulated in a different way. Like, come on, man. Come on. Just sitting in a room together, just sitting up in the house, or even, you know, this is just, that's not enough.
Speaking of,
it's not enough.
Did I tell you you talked up Will?
Did I tell you?
That you talked him up.
No.
You talked Will up.
Oh, snap.
And he ties into what we're talking about right now.
Okay.
So just randomly out the blue, and just stop me if I did tell you, but randomly out the blue, hey, how you doing? Text messaging, you know, I hate that. But that's how he communicates. And he was like, yeah, I'd love to see you. Uh-oh. And I'm just like, you know, I've already had this conversation with you, how I was being an asshole with Larry and all of that. And so this was after that. And
okay, so I have heard this now.
And so I was like, okay, I want to be an asshole real bad. Number one, he's texting me when all he has to do is call. Mm-hmm. Number two, he's being selfish. I want to see you. To me, that's selfish. That's not... Well, are you dating anybody? Mm-hmm. Do you want to see me? Like, none of that. Just, yeah. I want to see you. Like the Aries that he is. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to be an asshole so bad, but I didn't.
Oh, okay.
I was like... I said something along the lines of, hi, I'm fine, thanks for asking. Mm-hmm. He did ask. And I was like, well, you know, that's okay with me. You know, we'll just have to get our schedules together. And so he was like, oh, well, I want to see you, like, now. And in my head, I'm thinking, so I'm just supposed to drop everything just because you want to see me. I was like, you don't. At that very moment, I wasn't doing anything, but he hasn't even asked, you know, mm-hmm. do I have time?
Yeah.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And so I just didn't respond. And some time passed. I went on doing whatever I was doing with my day. And I went back and responded and was like, okay, well, you can come over for a little while. Mm-hmm. And I just left it at that. Because he has a habit of doing this I want to see you thing and mm-hmm. popping up and then coming and sitting on my couch and falling asleep. And then he'll do that 2 or 3 times, right, mm-hmm. in a row. And I'll allow it because he's not bothering me. Mm-hmm. But then on that last time, he'll overstep his boundary and I'll have to ask him to leave.
Yeah.
And so I recognize that. And so I'm like, I'm not doing that. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not even going to entertain that.
Yeah.
Right? And so that's why I said, you can come over, but it's just for a little while. And he responds this time saying, oh, that's fine, because I have to go to work. Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, great. Cool. Awesome. So maybe mm-hmm. I'm trying to be open. I'm like, okay, well, maybe he's progressing in his life, you mm-hmm. know. Maybe he's seeing the errors of his ways with me. Mm-hmm. So anyway, so then he comes over. He's like, oh my God, it's so good to see you. Yada, 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 chopping it up. Mm-hmm. And he comes in, he sits on the couch, and we're talking about nothing. Mm-hmm. And I said, you know, I have trust issues. I admittedly have those. And so I said, what made you contact me? And he said, well, I told you I wanted to see you. And I said, yeah, that's your MO. I was like, you say that every time you contact me. I'm like, it's never, are you seeing anyone, you know, what's going on in your world? It's never that. It's always what you want. He said, well, I'm selfish. He goes, I literally just wanted to be in your presence and mm-hmm. and talk to my friend. Mm-hmm. Because I past in the relationship, mm-hmm. I told him, I was like, we need to be friends first, yada yada yada, mm-hmm. all that. Mm-hmm. And he was like, I needed to see my friend. And I was like, okay. And I was like, was there something going on, you know, that you needed to see your friend? You know, did something happen? Is there something you want to talk to me about? And he's like, no, I just wanted to see you. And he goes, yeah, I'm being selfish. And I said, okay. And I said, you're lucky I'm a nice person, because I wanted to tell you no, mm-hmm. you know, because you're being selfish, mm-hmm. and for some other reasons, mm-hmm. you know, but I said, you're lucky I'm nice. And he goes, that's why. He goes, I need to be around that energy. Mm-hmm. So it's like, something must have happened. He's just not saying. But whatever. He doesn't open up about that. So we start talking about, so insert, mm-hmm. you know, I'm learning Portuguese.
Oh, yeah.
Because I talked to Brazilian Bay in Portuguese. And so I had on a Portuguese TV show. Mm-hmm. Now, my thing is, if you're not in my everyday life like that, you don't get the privilege to know why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So I don't tell you. And so he brings it up, you know, like, what you watching? What's this? You know, and I was like, oh, so-and-so's taking up this course and they wanted me to watch this. So I lied. Mm-hmm. And he knows Spanish, Portuguese. He knows all these different languages. And so he's like, oh, no, man, you need to watch this. And so he changes it to something else. He's like, this is a really good show. And I was like, okay.
Oh, wow.
And so I just keep myself occupied. I'm not even watching it. So I was like, well, I'm going to be in here. You know, just holler at me if you need me or whatever. He's like, okay, cool. Since you just want to see me, you done seen me. There you go. What does he do? He falls asleep.
Oh.
And I was like, here we go. I'm not doing this.
Yeah.
But he said he had to go to work, so I'm like, cool, I don't have to deal with him. So when it was time for him to get up to go to work, he goes. He, thanks so much, you know, hope to see you soon. Bye. Mm-hmm. And he leaves. And so hours later, I want to see you again.
What?
I'm like,
yeah.
All right, homie. I was like, It might behoove you to learn how to make a phone call.
Yeah.
It might help you out. And I just left it at that. Mm-hmm. And I know he's at work, so he's not going to respond right away. So he does probably like 30 minutes later respond, and he's like, no, I want to see you like tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And tomorrow was the night I was coming to babysit for you and Amari.
Oh, okay.
And so I was like, this is perfect. Mm-hmm. Since you just want to see me,
mm-hmm.
you know, I wasn't going to invite him in or anything. But I'm saying, if that's all it is, then this shouldn't be an issue.
Yeah.
And so, I just didn't tell him what I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
He was just like, I just want to see you tomorrow. And I was like, well, I don't know. You know, and I said, and then that's when I said, you know, you should call and mm-hmm. see what I'm doing and see what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So tomorrow comes, I'm here babysitting. Mm-hmm. He calls. Like, oh, look at him calling. He's like, yeah, so what you doing? What's going on? Like, now he's taking heed to what I was saying the day before.
Yeah.
What you doing? And I was like, oh, yeah, I'm babysitting today. He's like, oh, all night? Yes. All night. Oh, okay. Well, I guess I'll have to catch you another time. Yeah, I guess you have to.
Uh-huh.
All right, have a good night. And that was it.
Uh-huh.
I ain't heard from him since. Uh-huh. Which is totally fine, because I already knew what you were doing.
Yeah. Oh.
I already knew. Yeah. And I just think, what is that? Like, why am I attracting that? What is that? He already knows.
Mm-hmm.
Don't try to text me having conversations via text. No.
Mm-mm.
You need to call. You need to see what's going on.
Yeah, that's true. Wow, but at least you're training me now. He's okay. Well, the next time I contact her, I'm gonna have to pick up the phone.
And then what makes him think that's okay though? Like, did I teach him that?
No. You never taught him that. He's just still going to be who he is. You know, that's who he is. But then again, like I was saying, that, like, oh, dang, I just taught my mama. Hey, Mom. I'm wonderful. I'm doing Natalie's hair, and I need to call you back.
I know.
Yeah, you want to say hi?
Huh?
Here she is. You want to say hi?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, say hi.
Hi.
Hey. How you doing?
Hi, Natalie.
Hi.
You get your hair done.
Yeah.
It's good to have a good boutique who can do your hair.
I know. It sure is.
I think it's great.
Yep.
Okay. I'll talk to y'all later. Is that correct? Can we
hair.
Okay. Have a good day.
All right.
Bye, Mom. Love you.
Bye. Love you, Dad.
She's I looked at her face the other day and I saw some wrinkles. I said, oh my God, my phone is old. Anyway, sorry. that's what I've been thinking. I'm sorry. Just like,
okay. Don't be sorry.
Yeah, it's like the realization that my mom is actually getting older.
Mm-hmm.
And she really enjoys just talking. She just wants to hear my voice.
Yeah.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Okay, so anyway, go ahead about this.
No, you were getting ready to say something. You were like, that's the thing, Natalie.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the thing is that, the thing is that for him to be able to be in your space, he has to respect who you are and respect your space. That's mm-hmm. it. And he realizing now, oh shit, if I don't do that, I'm out the door. And that's it. And that's a good thing, Natalie. What is it about you that attracts that? That's nothing. It's how everything starts. You put down a standard and either they're going to follow. Or they're not. If they want it bad enough, they'll follow it. That's, you know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
I guess where my brain is at is I'm picking up the phone, I'm sending a text message to somebody, and I'm mm-hmm. demanding what I want. I'm already doing what I already did.
Yeah.
To somebody that already knows how mm-hmm. I operate.
Yeah.
And thinking that it's gonna work again. Mm-hmm. No.
It's not. No. But his machinery is one that doesn't give up. That is gonna keep on trying. See what it can do. What can I get? What can I get? That's it. That's just the way he I believe that's the way he is designed.
I identify with that.
Yeah. That's just, it's like whatever. You know, my brother is actually similar to that. No matter what, he's gonna be like, hey, can you do this for me? Da, da, da. He could have said no 2 seconds ago. Well, okay, let me you know what I'm saying?
Mm.
All right, so it's the same way with him, no matter what. Oh, okay, I see that she requires a call. Okay, I'm gonna call her, and then but next time I'm gonna go back to my way. And then you correct him. Okay, well, I guess I need to go back doing it her way. Well, let me see if I can win again by doing it my way. Oh, no, that ain't gonna work. Let me try. you see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
No matter what, he reverts back to that old way of being, you know, and that's just the way he's programmed. To win his way, that's why his name is Will.
But that's how you got yeah. into the situation that you're in.
Yeah. He doesn't care. I don't think that's a, you know, that's not someone you can work with. He's not going to. You're
that's be, it's yeah. beyond me.
But that's the thing here, Dally. That's what I was, I mean, what I was saying, particularly, like I was saying, I've always managed to date these assholes. Most of the time I've dealt with some kind of physical abuse, emotional abuse, some kind of mental abuse, whatever, like with men, period, like all the time. And what I've noticed though is that the best relationships, the two best ones I've had is where it's just like, I'm going to just continually stand for who I am, how I choose to be respected and loved. I'm choosing myself.
Yeah.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, however, whichever way they show up, is how they show up. And if they show up with something that's alignment, okay, they get a little more of my attention. If they don't, like my teacher used to say, Miss Millionaire Mindset should say, fuck them. And that was that.
I mean, that's what I do. This yeah. is just me,
yeah.
in hindsight, mm-hmm. like, looking at the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see myself and I see mm-hmm. the other person, and I'm just like, this doesn't match. There's no connection. How are you even fixing your face to try? Like, I don't get it.
Well, that's your uniqueness to me as who you are. It's just, is that. It is that, Natalie. I mean, what would anybody be without Natalie? Woo! Even for the ones that don't like to confront their bullshit.
I think
they still,
that's what it is.
It's the fact that around you, it's like she's in my face. And they like that. It's a challenge, and also it actually still is something that maybe alters his human being, maybe even 1%, but it's something that has him stand up to, has him stand in a standard, has his values mm-hmm. come up. You know, because mm-hmm. he could call any old easy girl. I know they're everywhere. I mean, you know, places for him.
Mm-hmm.
But you're not that.
You're not that. No.
I think the disappointment for me is, though I'm not that, he would still try. I think that's disappointing.
That's disappointing, but that's just, like you said, you're mirrors in different spaces for different people, and you just, I know it's like, why? Why me? Why me? It's just, it's what is.
Yeah.
It's the what's up. And that's just how it is. You know, and, you know, maybe that, I think with him still, when he came over the house, right? Mar was like, I know Amari gave him the talk. And he's still around, but he knows. You know what I'm saying? It's something about you. I mean, you know, me and Marvin just talking about different women, and, you know, there are some women, you're not the one that, you know, give me my drink and let's have a good time, whatever. You know, you're a different quality of woman, and plus you're an alien, you're a goddess. You exude something where a man's like, oh, man, this shit is out of this world. She's out of this world. You know, and they need that. They don't, others, they might be religious but too much into a religion, or spiritual but too much into something that's, this or that, you know, in their mindset. They don't have a mindset that is free.
Yeah.
And you have that. It's a freedom with you, but there's also a standard that you have, which, you know, if you want access to me, okay, you're going to have to come over here on my terms.
Yeah.
And, you know, and you have it. You have a sense of self-worth. Like that, so, you know. But he'll still try to, the dude, he likes to win. He likes to win, that's real. But that's, what was his name, though?
Larry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He liked to win, too, but he's got something else. There's something else in there, and I still ain't put my finger on that one, so I don't know. Definitely a Taurus, though. One of his things is he's got to acquire things before he tries to sell.
You know something? I didn't
feel like a maiden.
I agree. I didn't think about his point of view until Amari said it.
Mm-hmm.
Amari gave it legs. Amari said, he didn't move here for his kids.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, I never thought about that. I never thought about it. I mean, yes, he wants to be close to his kids. I'm not taking that from him.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, but when you are attached to someone...
Do you need it?
No.
Okay.
And it's genuine.
Mm-hmm.
It's genuine love. You don't just walk away from that.
No, not yet.
I never thought about that.
He wants to make it right.
He's trying to prove himself.
Yeah, which I don't know.
But she moved, even though she moved on, it didn't matter.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
No,
but then it becomes his vice because.
What if?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't live in that land too much no more. It's either I'm creating, or either I'm creating. Or I'm not. I don't leave things up to what if and chance. I'm the. To me, I'm the source of the matter. I'm the source.
But see, he's the male counterpart to you. He doesn't think that way.
Oh, yeah.
What I learned about him was he's gonna follow somebody else's lead. I'm gonna put myself in this situation, and then I'm just gonna follow what you do. That's the way he was. Well, that's the way he was with me.
Yeah, he'll learn that lesson because he's not anything right now.
I was like,
I mean, or if he had something, if he hadn't learned that lesson, then, you know, but that's a hard one there, you know.
I don't know, child.
I don't know about that one, man. I don't know. Marty probably did feel that way when we broke up. He probably did. You know, but we were like when you showed me Lemonade, I got some, but then I got the other part of it when Jay-Z did that interview, and he was like,
He was like, when him and Beyonce had to really sit down and say, okay, what are we gonna do? Do we stay together or do we split? What are we gonna do? And then he's like, well, you know, and then they decided we need to show our kids something different that they'd never seen before. You know, and so working through it was like the choice that both of them made together, and they just like they've been, you know, on that path ever since. But you know, like that, you know, but. But he doesn't have a counterpart to say that, so I'm like, look, man.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Willow had that, you know, I mean. That, but that's what, you know, like, oh, look at Lil Mari. Is that Lil Mari?
Oh,
that's your eyeball? Yeah, that's my mom left those, you know. My bed has eyeballs. You know, at first we put it out there as a joke, but I just left him out there for him. I was like, okay.
Hi, little Amari.
I just like that.
You did?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Stinky eyeballs.
Stinky eyeballs? Okay. Anyway, but you know, that's he doesn't have that. Like, I'm like, golly, you know, look, she's not working with you on this. Why would you even make that choice? You know?
Yeah.
What are you, that's selfish to me.
He said it. He told me that he was selfish. So it wasn't like it was a surprise. It was just a why, more of a, what is your purpose of doing this?
Yeah, I mean.
Other than being like selfish. Yeah, you can selfish. Be selfish by yourself.
yeah. I mean, that's crazy. Leaving people in limbo, then the kids can feel that energy. The mom is like, I don't want this or whatever she's got going on, and you're just making everyone's life miserable. I mean, well, you know what I'm saying. And then,
in a way, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's what it was. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, but I couldn't go back to that. So as soon as I got, as soon as I saw the door, mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, let me go on and walk on out this real quick. Let me go on and do this.
Oh, God. Well, yeah, but
Well, there are other things that I don't disclose just because.
I guess.
Not being judgmental, just I couldn't see myself doing.
Yeah.
I mean, if I'm in love and I love you, all that good stuff, I would consider doing it for that person. But if you're asking me, do I want to? No, I don't. And there are things that he really is involved with that I was just like,
that's too much.
Yeah, I don't know about that one. We're gonna talk about that. I don't know, but internally, it was already a no.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, I agree. I mean, that's crazy. Like, well, no, it's not. I mean, I have kids, so I guess this is a different mindset. But some things, Amari's never really come at me with anything like crazy or anything like that. No. But it was before we got married, you know, he talked about, you know, different experiences, right? And I'm like, man, but is this before you had kids? Or before you started thinking about maybe I'm going to be famous or whatever impact you want on the world? And he said, I really got the fact that when he got the fact that maybe I might be famous for his music or whatever, he just, someday, he's just like, fuck it, I can't do this, you know, this kind of, yeah. Have this kind of lifestyle or whatever else I'm doing, because when you're in the public arena, you know, or whatever, like that, it doesn't work. And then when he started thinking about his kids, and you know, it's just, the thing is, kids pick up on energy, man. You can't, they pick up that energy. They might not be knowing what you're doing or whatever, but when you're around kids or when you're around people that you're impacting and you have, you know, business, whatever, Some of the stuff, if it, you know what I'm saying, it just doesn't work to do certain things. And people can say, well, it's my life, it's private. You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter. The energy of it, it still shows up.
Yep.
So that's my, no matter what it is, the energy of it will show up and it will manifest. So we just have to be careful when we, you know, so season two, you know, when people say, oh, well, I want to do this, and you're like, that don't sound right to me. I'm not down with that or whatever. And then, you know, you have to think about, you know, your, you know, your energy and you know, what's healthy for you. Mm-hmm. You know, so, you know, and if it's not, especially and also if it's not in line with your standards.
It wasn't.
Yeah, that's what I think my whole life.
You know, but you got also, you have to remember, I have been married. I understand compromise. I understand heads of household. I understand it's more complex than yes or no.
Yeah.
And just because he likes to walk on the right side of the street doesn't mean I can't meet him at the intersection. You know, I don't have to walk with him. So I'm saying, like, that was my thought process. Like, let me not judge this man. I don't know his life and what he's been through and why he thinks the way he thinks. Mm-hmm. Yada, yada, yada. Let me just see what's up. Mm-hmm. But when you got all this extra stuff going on that you're not dealing with, and you want to do stuff I'm not in alignment with? No, son. We can't do that.
Yeah, see you later.
Right.
I get that from my mother. My mother would be like, okay, all right, I'll see you later. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't mind having a conversation here and there, but if things aren't in order, like, it'll never get past that conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Never. And what y'all saw, that little y'all saw that mm-hmm. day, it was confirmation. It was total confirmation.
I was like, man, dude, I was like, you just comfortable with sitting in your own mess. That's why it doesn't smell, does it? That's what I was thinking. I was like, oh my goodness. I mean, this that's really bad. I can't imagine someone just never wanting to work through it and get off their own crap. He was, which shows his mind is just, you know, sitting on the BS, just a lot of BS, you know. And I think the first thing is he's not dealing with his own truth about stuff.
Yeah.
Just realizing this is what's real. You know, this is it. You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? Oh, you know, and then that's the other thing. He's probably a little bit, his mindset still puts, I think, people he dates as, these are women, but he's not seeing y'all through the eye of a new person or giving, you know, trying to learn and grow with somebody new. It's still all of his past experiences, yeah. You know, and you know, and you're still the, you know, there's some parts of you remind him of his ex-wife, and then he getting triggered, and I'm not giving that up. I'm trying to make it this, you know, whatever, try to build, you know, and just, you know, so he's a Taurus, so I know there's still a lot in there, because it's, you know, when you're a Taurus, your whole castle and crumbles. It's kind of like, it's very hard to build another foundation. You know, you're trying to figure out, why did my castle crumble? Mm. Can I build my castle back up with this other person? Because you want to, Tauruses are builders, you know, of wealth and money. And we do not feel, I know one thing, we don't feel really worth anything unless we have worth.
Mm.
It doesn't come in the mindset first. It actually comes with the money. Money, good finances, you know, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just how it is, you know. It's not personal, but most Tauruses like to be made people before they try to acquire anything else.
That was him.
Yeah, so that's what it is, you know. Man, life without a job really sucks, or without, you know, doing something. It just, you know, so, yeah. Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Yeah. Wish him well.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, I just, you know, I'm looking at these videos like they're so broken. Poor babies. But then again, it's like, ooh, hurt people. I can't hang around them too long, though, because you don't want that all that on you, you know.
It's the same thing I tell people. They gonna do it, Charlie. They gonna do it.
Yeah, that's true. Hey, what do you think about taking my Braxton shaving off my head?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. Love it. I think, you know, we associate hair with everything. Mm-hmm. And to just be at a point where you're like, you know what? Let me remove myself from this. Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. And it's semi-permanent, but mm-hmm. it's a transformation, not just with the physical, mm-hmm. you know? So to just shave it off and just be like, okay. And then not only shave it off, but to bare yourself.
Yeah.
That, I know she going through something for real.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful that she's publicly expressing it mm-hmm. without even saying a word.
She's definitely out there. I'm like, wow. She's like, okay, shave my head. Let me share with you all this. And
that's going to speak, in my opinion, that's going to speak to so many people.
Yeah.
So many different people that need, not the people that have an opinion about it, like us. Mm-hmm. I mean, people that need to see it.
Yeah. I love that. Like, she can really see herself.
Mm-hmm. And then superficial. Mm-hmm. I prefer her without hair. Like, yeah. That whole family.
Mm-hmm.
Their genes. I love their structure, their faces, and their cheeks and all that. Love it. And she has She has dominant features. Yeah. And I kind of feel like the hair was too much.
Yeah.
So, I love that she cut it off. It was so good to me.
I agree. The hair. Because I'm thinking about Tony. And she wore that short hair, so mm-hmm. I'm like, wow. I mean, they look.
Yeah. You know, you see him with the long hair, you're like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Exotic. But with the short,
yeah.
Man, it's just something about it.
Yeah, something about that short hair. Yeah. They have those almond eyes and noses and they do. That would be neat to see all of them with some natural hair.
Mm-hmm.
That would be nice. Yeah. What do you think about Wendy?
Oh, God. I think her personal life is.
Uh-huh.
Taking a toll on her body.
Yeah.
Whatever that is.
Yeah.
I really am curious to know if her husband is ill as well. Because if he's not, then to me,
mm-hmm.
there's an imbalance in their household.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's true. Because, like, this is so interesting. Like, me and my husband, whenever I'm going to my cycles, I'll get a pimple and he'll get one on his face, too.
Yeah.
When I was pregnant with Lil Mari, I gained weight. He gained weight, too. It's like, we're always, like, you know, we're so connected. Like, the energy shows up. You know? And we know when, like, whenever we do our cleanses, we do them at the same time or whatever. You know, we try new you know, diets or eating lifestyle to do all this stuff together. So, but yeah, that is true. So like, if he's not going to do the same thing she's not, then that's saying a whole lot. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay, don't worry.